they like me. I think they're swell. Isn't it remarkable how things turn out so well? Pleasant day, pretty sky, life goes on. Here I lie, not bad, not bad at all.
Music from You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, Broadway musical. It's been around for quite a long time. We've got with us the director for the Old Town Hall Theater version of that, which gets underway Friday, February 21st, this coming Friday. It runs through March 9th at the Old Town Hall Theater in North Ridgeville. And we've got also, oh, you're right, the 15th. I heard that. Who's the smart one out here? Who's that? As well. That's right, because then you have the through the 15th as well. But thank you for coming in this morning. A big cast. We've got with us Heidi Fries, the director. And Heidi, why don't you go ahead and introduce who's here with us this morning?
Yes, this morning we have Stu Landis, who is our Snoopy. We have Kyle Adam, who is our Linus. And we have Vic D'Angelo, who's our Charlie Brown. And, of course, Brian Bird, my musical director, which I wouldn't do the show without.
Okay, yeah. So, being a musical, it's really a lot about the musical. This musical has been around for quite a long time, hasn't it? I mean, it's one of those that comes and goes. I mean, it was there, I guess, at the peak when the penis was really, really everywhere, and it was able to be put into a musical. What is it about the story that you really kind of thought, I would like to put this on at Old Town Hall? I want to be the director for that.
Really, it was kind of on Brian's bucket list, and because I enjoy working with him, they approached us on taking on the show. And truly, it's such a fun musical because it's so iconic, and the characters are so identifiable. No matter what time of your life you're in, you can relate to the emotions and the challenges that they're going through at the time. So it's just really adorable, and I think everyone can kind of relate to at least one of the characters in the show.
Well, I wanted to bring Vic over here because he's Charlie Brown, and because your name is in the title as well for Charlie Brown. You don't want to be stereotyped as Charlie Brown because, I mean, for many of us, Charlie Brown kind of it's not really a good thing in a sense.
Exactly.
Like that. But what was it about you wanting to take on this role?
Well, I mean, Charlie Brown is an eternal optimist. And, you know, I kind of identify with that pretty closely, that, you know, I try to always look on the positives of life. And even when things are bad, the only way to get through it is to focus on, you know, stuff after.
I see. And you had to, of course, get into character. They had to shave your head, I suppose.
I wasn't too far off.
Yeah, there wasn't much to do there.
Where do they find an outfit for that? Is that something you can actually find, or is this one of those things that the costume department has to quickly find zigzag stripes and put it on the sweater?
It was a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Peanuts is so iconic that you can actually get the t-shirts online or at Cedar Point in their Snoopy section. But we've modified it a little bit to make it pop a little bit better on the stage.
Full disclosure, I do own a Linus Van Pelt shirt, which has Linus Van Pelt in sort of the Calvin Klein logo on it as well. So it kind of is a little upscale, you know. It's not just a blanket anymore, as they would say. But we have Kyle Adams plays Linus. You know, I guess your main prop is the blanket.
Yes.
This is a security blanket, obviously.
So that, it's very nice.
But obviously it becomes a prop throughout, because as anyone who's seen Linus knows that
right.
His blanket is, you know.
It's part of his world.
It's part of his world as well. And if he ever loses it, we're all in big trouble. Tell me a little bit about Linus and how he's.
Linus is interesting because, you know, he's the little kid. He's the youngest of the group, but the wisest. And I think Linus is kind of a testament that age does not equal mental age. And his character is always kind of fun because he's there for Charlie Brown, but because he's so rational, oftentimes he brings Charlie down trying to be over logical with his observations on life and what's going on.
Right.
He doesn't really think.
To have around.
Yeah, thanks, Charlie. he doesn't think before he talks, really, a lot of times.
But you mentioned how he is wise. So in, you know, his appearance, he seems very childlike, yet he has sort of an older soul as far as his wisdom for that, which can kind of get him into trouble, especially with his sister. But the one character in this, which is kind of unique, and I always wondered, Snoopy. You know, Snoopy's one that has a voice but doesn't have a voice. But yet in a musical like this, you need to have a voice. And that one belongs to Stuart Landis. Tell me about your approach to Snoopy.
Well, Snoopy is just, he lives in his imagination almost constantly. And I love that about the character, in that there's so much that you can do as Snoopy. It's really just a blank canvas, and you can do so much stuff. But he has so many of those iconic moments. Like, there's one part, I'm on stage for a while and I'm not doing anything, so I decided I'd put the sunglasses on and I'm Joe Cool all of a sudden, and, you know, just standing there next to my doghouse, because I had nothing else to do. But it works, and it's funny within the scene because it's such a Snoopy moment. And then, of course, there's the Red Baron scene with the hat and the goggles, and that's always fun to do, and World War One flying ace. So I just love the character.
So you're like the action hero then, because
yeah,
the
time. He is, really.
As we know with Snoopy, he was the one that we always thought that we'd like to be like, even though he's the dog, and it didn't make sense to many of us as well.
And this part was like a bucket list for me, because I played Snoopy before in Snoopy the Musical 11 years ago, almost 12 years ago. And that's kind of like what kickstarted me doing musical theater a lot. So
in dog years, you'd be like 114.
Right. Yeah, I know. Seven. Like, really, I think Snoopy is the oldest and wisest, actually, in dog years. Sorry, Linus.
What kind of a costume does Snoopy wear?
He's pretty basic. He's pretty much all white. He definitely has his ears, small little tail, and a little bit of a dog collar. But we didn't take it to the fuzzy extreme to make
He's
him...
not wearing white face makeup, for example.
No.
He doesn't have a black clown nose on.
No.
Or,
yeah. No.
Okay. Yeah. We're talking today with the cast members from Your Good Man, Charlie Brown, at the Old Town Hall Theater in North Ridgeville. Opens up this Friday, February 21st, runs through March 15th. They've got 8 o'clock showing, and also matinees as well on March 2nd and 9th. When you approach a musical like this that people have either seen or know the story, or at least a part somewhat about Charlie Brown, how do you keep it fresh? How do you kind of keep add things to it? Have people over time added things to it to kind of make it relevant to everybody? Or is it something
This
like...
is the revised version of the show. Okay. So actually there's less characters than in the original, which... for our theater is very good, because we are challenged with our off-stage spacing. I think the important thing with what we've done with this show is really put a special emphasis on the set design and making sure that it feels like you're walking into a comic strip. And Steve Benefit was our tech director. He's done an amazing job with that. And because everything had to be oversized to make our adults look like children, he was really challenged with making these big set pieces work for more than one thing, and he did a really amazing job. So if you come to the show, you'll see what we call is our Transformer set piece, and it's pretty amazing how we've used our space wisely. And so I think that's been one of the bigger challenges with this show, because it's so iconic. You wanted the doghouse to really feel like the doghouse from the strip. You didn't want to lose that. So that was really important to us as a team, to make sure that we were capturing that spirit of the comic strip.
There's almost a point where people already have a blueprint of what everything is supposed to look like,
yes,
what the character.
Right.
And in as much as people hear characters, when you read a comic strip, the voice is in your head, how you see them speaking, and you hope that the people on stage live up to that. Let's talk a little bit about the music that goes behind this, and what kind of a arrangement do you have for the music that goes on?
Yeah, the music is, I don't want to say it's like Sesame Street, but it is, in the sense that they're pretty simple melodies, something like a child would sing. But in the revised version, it's been more expanded. There are more harmonies and things like that. So it's just kind of freshened up a little from the original version. They've added a couple songs that are a lot of fun. Sally has a song, My New Philosophy, that's really bouncy and fun. Schroeder has an awesome song called Beethoven Day that's kind of a jazzy gospel number. So there's a little bit of variety in it, too.
Now, you play keyboards.
I play the keyboard.
Piano as well.
Right.
Did you ever have influence from Schroeder or his thinking, hey, there's a character in a comic strip?
I had actually jokingly suggested when I knew we were doing this show of having me play Schroeder on stage, and we were trying to figure out logistically how that would work. But we ended up not going that because we cast a good Schroeder. So
you don't have a little bust of Beethoven anymore.
No, yeah. Sitting there. I do play some Beethoven. There's Moonlight Sonata and the Pathetique. So I get to bring back my classical training on that, too.
And really, Brian is quite the Peanuts connoisseur, so I've gone to him with a lot of my...
I've been a fan. I mean, this is actually what got me into art was the Peanuts comic strip, because I'm a graphic designer, and this is what got me started. So once I got into theater and music directing, this has kind of been on my bucket list, too, and that's why when they approached Heidi and I that... You know, I was like, I guess I kind of have to.
Well, you're a good man, Charlie Brown, and you've been nice enough to bring a lot of the cast members here. Can we have maybe a little excerpt from the performance this morning?
A little a cappella? Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're just going to start the happiness. Okay.
Ready? Happiness is morning and evening. Daytime and nighttime too.
Happiness is anyone and anything at all that's loved by you.
Now, are you missing some of the high end in there?
Our Sally and Lucy couldn't make
Lucy,
it this morning.
Lucy, you know, she gets grumpy. She gets in those moods. It's sometimes hard to bring her here. She was a little too demanding to be on the program this morning, truthfully.
She was crabby.
It cost me more than a nickel. I know that was going to be the problem. But you can get the tickets for $15 for adults, $12 for seniors, children under 12 as well. And you can call 327-2909 for reservations, Old Town HallTheater.com for more information. And there's the E at the end of old, like oldie towny, right, Deb? I'm getting this. Oldie towny hall theater.com for more information as well. And your good man, Charlie Brown, again, runs February 21st through March 15th. By the time the show ends, the snow will all be gone.
That's right. And even if it's not, our stage is so bright, it will bring the feeling of spring right to your door.
And we enjoyed the performance this morning. Gentlemen, ladies, as well, thank you for coming in today. Again, you're a good man, Charlie Brown, and they've been nice enough to give us some tickets that we'll be giving away through the next week or so here at WEOL.